The question is now, who's going to be alive by the time Acnologia shows back up?
Natsu, look at me. It was over before I knew what hit me. It ripped off my arm and my leg, and then it gutted me. Igneel may be a different kind of creature, but I'm telling you, this black one is no friend to anyone. There's not a man that could beat him.
Spoiler alert, bitches.
Iceberg would have been less charming.
Welcome to the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast.
Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast.
I think all three of the Strausses will be killed by then. I really do. I feel like all three of the Strausses will be killed. Like, and I mean, does anybody else kind of get that feeling that the Strauss family in particular, of all the people involved, of all the characters we've seen and heard from and gotten to know in Fairy Tail or just in the whole anime in general, probably only Serrano and Yukino, but even then not as much. Is there any family more closely tied to death than Mary Jane, Lasana, and Elfman? I mean, we start off the whole series with Mary Jane and Elfman. Mary Jane no longer wanting to fight because of the death, pseudo-death of Lasana, and Elfman not wanting to go full beast soul because of the death of Lasana. Then she comes back, and I ain't gonna lie, I did kind of tear up when she came back. And now, okay, Mary Jane's fighting harder, Elfman's fighting harder, Lasana has become a waste. Mary Jane almost gets killed, what, in chapter 494? Oh well, yeah, almost gets killed in 494. They all almost died when the dragons came around. Mary Jane also almost died when she was going up against Sayla. It's just, and maybe it's just me thinking this, but like, there's no family tied close to death in that group, so I'm just going to call it, all three of them I think are going to die. Welcome to the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. This is an extra, not to be confused with just me, Orlando, Keenan, and Naja when we all get together. No, this is just a one-off, maybe something more. But hey, this is one of your co-hosts, Matthew. Today, we are going to talk about Fairy Tail. Why? Because damn it, I can't get any of my other co-hosts to actually do that shit. So I'm going to do it. And I just got done, well, I didn't just get done reading chapter 495 of the manga, but I feel the need to talk about it because this may very well be the end of Fairy Tail as we know it. Hopefully, because the way they're building this shit up, it has to be the end. Don't pull that Dragon Ball Z shit where it's like, okay, you're building up to the Cell Saga and Gohan finally going off track. Anyway, went way off track. Anyway. As of chapter 495, we have Fairy Tail and the rest of Ishgar scattered all over the place. Meanwhile, the Alvarez army, including the Spriggan 12 and Xerath himself, are at Fairy Tail with Mavis in chains. So, does anybody see a way as to how Ishgar is going to beat the Alvarez army? Honestly speaking, like, does anybody see that happening without any, like, I get it's a manga and there will be some type of shenanigans, but I mean without little as possible shenanigans, because as I look at it, I see it as, okay, you have 9 living Spriggan 12 members, 3 of them are dead and of course still being conjured up by Nineheart's History of the Dead magic, but eight of the 12 have been beaten already. 7 of the 12 have been beaten by at least one member from a guild in Ishgar, and those 7 being Agile, Bradman, Jacob, Demaria, Brandish, Wall, and Nineheart. God Serena, of course, was defeated by Acnologia. And even then, go back and look at it, Brandish was only defeated because Agile stirred up all the pollen in, what was it? Yeah, around Fairy Tail at the time. So, realistically speaking, Ajiel, Bradman, Jacob, DeMario, Wall, those five or six in particular, and Neinhardt, forgot about him. And Neinhardt, those six in particular, what should be so hard about beating them again? Neinhardt was one-shotted by Jalal, so I don't see him being too much of a problem again. Wall was destroyed by Loxus, who had a weakness to him. So it was like, okay, you beat him one time, why can't you beat him again? Although if that does happen, he probably will be knocked out for the rest of the fight. And that's one thing I don't like about Loxus. Like, he's always knocked out for the rest of the fight, and I don't want him to be taken out of the arc so early. Like, he's finally fighting, and I'm excluding the Grand Magic Games arc because he only really had one big fight there. He always gets taken out so easily, and it's like, okay, cool, now he's in it. So let's keep him in it, because I think they're going to need Loxus, Angela. They're going to need all the power they could possibly get. But anyway, back to what I was saying. Ajiel was taken out by Urza and, of course, Hibiscus Jupiter Cannon. And I can see Ajiel's the weakest to me. He's the flat-out weakest. The weakest of all the Spriggan 12, he's the one that I look at and go, okay, Urza save your strength for Irene because we know that fight's coming. Gajiel, you go take him. And after you get done with him, go defeat Bradman again. Or better yet, hey, Gray, you're a Devil Slayer. You go take out Bradman. So yeah, those, Ajiel, Bradman, Jacob, and like, I'm not even worried about him. Just bring out Minerva for Jacob. Ajiel, Bradman, Jacob, and Wall. And Neinhardt, those five, I'm not worried about. Like, those five I look at and go, okay, there's at least five or six other Ishgar members that can beat you. Demaria is an interesting case. Because though one person that did beat her, Shelia, can't use magic anymore. So, what do you do there? She's a time god. You don't know what she did to get that magic, but hey, she is a time god. Now, in Ishgar's favor, they do have still two members, ironically, in the same guild. Take that back. They have one member that uses godlike magic in Minerva, Sabretooth does, in Minerva, and another member in Olga, who's a god slayer. So maybe we factor that in here. Also, Rufus can also use, like, through his memory, make magic, godlike magic, god slaying magic. So, hey, maybe Demaria isn't that much of a threat either because you still have one god slayer left. The only problem being, Demaria is a god of time. She can stop time within an instant. And knowing that there's another god slayer, I doubt that fucking Oltir is going to come back and stop time again. I doubt that. Like, you're not going to get that twice in a row. So how you handle Demaria, that's going to be something very interesting I want to see. Brandish is going to fight Lucy, and whoever wins that, she might even just turn on the Spriggan 12 and help out Ishgar. That's all I got to really say about that, because, I mean, hey, it is what it is. We see that one coming from a mile away. It's going to be Brandish versus Lucy. Maybe even Juvia helps out. I don't know. I'm just throwing shit out there. Yeah, so that's that. Bradman, through Hysteria, I don't see why Gajiel can't beat him again. I don't. Or better yet, hey, Gray, you're the Devil Slayer. Go get him. So, those six to me aren't really... Gajiel, Bradman, Jacob, Wall, and Neinhardt, I'm not too worried. I'm not worried about... I've said that already. Just forget about them. I'm actually intrigued as to how the fuck Ishgar as a whole is going to handle... I already said Demaria's on her own thing and Brandish is also on her own thing. I'm actually interested how they're going to handle August, Irene, Lacard, or not, or Rakid, however you want to call him, and Invol. Like, okay, we know Invol is an ice type. He uses ice type magic. We know that. Which kind of leads to you believing, like, okay, he's going to go up against Gray, Leon, or both. Interesting. Because as shown in chapter 495, he also has probably some other type of magic too. Because it's funny, once he put those chains around Mavis, one of the most cool, level-headed characters in Fairy Tail, all of a sudden she just couldn't think for herself. Which was weird. But I digress. He obviously has some different power. And, excuse me for a second. Shit. Allergies kicking my ass today. Anyway, but I look at Enbul and I go, okay, he's going to be defeated, but I just don't know by who. Could it be by, well, no, it's probably going to be by Gray with the help of Leon. Maybe even Rufus comes along to help that out too, and I don't know, but I'm just looking, going Enbul versus Gray. That's the obvious matchup coming up. Cool, whatnot. Lacard is, I'll come back to Enbul in a second. I'll come back around to all these Spriggans in a second, how I think they should be defeated. Lacard, whatever you want to call him. I honestly don't even know how to say his name right, so hey. He's interesting. Strike that. He's not interesting. He's unique. Because you know his, from what I can assume, I believe that his magic is something of like a white type magic, a holy magic. So then it's kind of like, okay, cool. This probably will match up well with Sting and Rogue. Like, that could be their opponent. But then you look at his last name, and it's Dragneel, and it's like, okay, what the fuck is your connection to Xerif and Natsu? Because as we now know, Xerif and Natsu are both brothers. Natsu is END. I guess I should have put the spoiler alert bitches out there. I'll do that later. So, with his magic being what it is, what I think it is, and Xerif also proclaiming that he's his secret weapon who could potentially beat Acnologia, he kind of causes a bit of a problem, doesn't he? I mean, outside of the whole big calamity and despair problem that is August and Irene, but hey, I see, honestly don't know who will beat him. Probably Natsu. More than likely Natsu. But even still, it's like, okay, white magic. If it's not going to be Sting and Rogue, I highly doubt it will be Bixlow. Matter of fact, I personally believe Bixlow's probably stay the furthest away from Lacarde, and he's one of my favorite. Bixlow's one of my favorite characters. But I don't know. It just feels like either he's another one that I look at and go, okay, either his power is being overhyped, like Agia's was, or because we haven't seen him fight, we don't really know what he can do. So the jury's still out on Lacarde Rakid, whatever you want to call him, the other Dragneel, White Dragneel. I'll call him that, White Dragneel. Then we got Irene in August. And ooh-wee. Okay, so just by transitive property here, God Serena took out Hyberion, Wolfhelm, Jura, and Warud all on his own. By transitive property, you can already assume that August and Irene, and also because the manga told you, these two are much stronger than God Serena. And God Serena has 8 dragon lacrimas in him. So, who could possibly stand up against these two? Now, Irene, that's going to be, and I'm making a bold prediction here, that's going to be Urza, along with Jalal, along with Midnight, along with Cobra, along with Hot Eye, along with Angel, along with Racer. So basically, everyone who was involved in the Tower of Heaven. So go ahead and throw in Miliana. Go ahead and remember Sho and Wally. All of the, I'm calling it. They're all coming back to face Irene. Because I feel like she's the reason they ended up being in the Tower of Heaven. I mean, they all connect to Xerif, but I feel like she's the reason. And if that doesn't happen, I feel like in the middle of their Irene and Urza's fight, that Irene is also going to turn and attack Xerif. which she might actually be the person to go up against August, because August ain't turning. And as of right now, August is the biggest threat to me. If I'm in the manga and I'm on Ishgard, August is the biggest threat. I mean, because Agio, once again, going back through the list, Agio, he would have been killed by Loxus if August wasn't there. Bradman was destroyed by Gaggio. And then even if he does decide he want to come back, hey, you got a Devil Slayer in Gray. Jacob, his immunity is, he's been beaten by Natsu before with the help of Makarov. And he can't handle scantily clad women. So basically, hey, Kana, hey, Juvia, hey, Mira Jane, hey, Lasana, hey, Minerva, hey, Jenny, you might actually be useful this time. Go fight this guy. Demario's a god. Olga's a god slayer. Rufus can use god slaying magic through his memory make. We just got to figure out the ceramics around that. Brandish, that's Lucy, and she might actually turn. Cool. Wall, he's a robot. Loxus, go beat him again. God Serena, yeesh. Would it be wrong to say that I think that's Cobra? I don't know. I'm just calling that one out. I'm saying that might be Cobra, Sting. That might be all the Dragon Slayers minus Loxus, in all honesty. But, yeah, that's him. Nineheart, Jalal, take him out again. Envol's going to be saved for Gray and Leon, and maybe even Eve and Rufus again. Lacarde, wild card, not going to get to him. And Irene's for Urza. And maybe even everybody who was involved in Tower of Heaven. Just to wrap that story up now. But August is... It can't be Hyberion, because Hyberion struggled against God Serena. It's not going to be Loxus, because I'm guessing by the time we get to that, Loxus is going to have to probably go through probably Wall again. I'm going to make a claim that probably Loxus' new magic is that of devil magic. Because remember, he did have that red lightning that he used against Wall, and Wall couldn't comprehend what it was. So I'm going to say that's devil magic. So there's another person that probably beat Bradman. He's going to look. Lox is also going to blow through Agile if he comes against him. Jacob if he goes against him. Nineheart if he goes against him. I can see him probably running through Demario. I don't know how, but I can see it happening. And same with Brandish. So, once again, back to who will fight August. If Irene doesn't turn and Acnologia doesn't show up, who the hell is going to beat August? And I got the perfect person in mind. And I bet you guys have probably forgotten about him. But does anybody remember Gildarts? You know, the one guy who just doesn't seem to be involved in any of these arcs until it's absolutely fucking necessary. Like, for example, the last time we saw Gildarts fight in a fairy tale arc, and I'm going off the manga, not the anime. Last time we seen that happen, it was when Blue Note arrived in the Tenro Island arc, where he arrived and had the most badass debut of any character ever. And single-handedly, not even really moving much of any muscle, took out Natsu, Lucy, Wendy, and Kana, even when Kana was using Fairy Glitter. By the way, Kana's going to get Fairy Glitter back. And then Gildarts just showed up and got rid of him. Cool. Also synopsisly taking him out. So I'm thinking, okay, August versus Gildarts. Now, why would I say that? I don't know. Before it became a running gag, anyone who ran into Acnologia died. Anyone. Gildarts was the first known person to run into Acnologia as a dragon and stay alive. Now, granted, he lost some body parts, but he stayed alive, which, okay, cool. But come on, tell me you wouldn't want to see Gildarts come back, and he ain't the only person I want to see come back. I'm going to get to that later. But not only tell me would you not want to see Gildarts come back, but tell me you wouldn't want to see him versus August. Because you know, August is the strongest of the Spriggans, and he's probably even stronger than Xerath. But the only person I can think off top that could probably go toe-to-toe with him is Gildarts. Why? Because we don't really know how strong Gildarts really is, in all honesty. We really don't. Like, okay, We can sit here and say, okay, he's stronger. He's the strongest mage in Fairy Tail. So we know he's stronger than Loxus. Loxus is stronger than the second. Loxus is stronger than Jura and stronger than Walrod. So we know he is also up there with the Wizard Saints. So why not? Why not have this fight? Why not August versus Zeref? August versus Gildarts. Have him just blow through the field, take out Azhiel again. I'm sorry, Azhiel is a punching bag to me. If you haven't picked it up, he's a punching bag to me. But take out everybody else and just have August versus Gildarts. And whoever wins that fight tells you who's going to win the war before Acnologia shows up. Whew. So with that quick ramble out the way, let me just kind of run through a couple of things that I like to actually scratch that. Let me just run through the team so all of you understand who's all involved, who could be involved. So, with, of course, Spriggan 12 with Alvarez Army. You have Zeref leading the charge. You also have August, Irene, Lacard, Invul, Nineheart, Brandish, Demaria, Jacob, and Azhiel. You have Nineheart recreating Guy, Serena, Wall, and Bradman, who have all been killed, or in Bradman's case, committed suicide. On Ishgard's side, you have from Fairy Tail, you have Loxus, Makarov, Urza, Mirjane, Natsu, Gaziel, Gray, Connor, Lucy, Juvia, Freed, who I think will play a role along with the other Thunder God tribe, Wendy, and the rest of Fairy Tail. From Sabretooth, you have Sting, Rogue, Minerva, Rufus, Olga, and Yukino, who I think all six of them are going to play a role. From Crime, Saucier, or whatever the fuck they're called, I have not learned how to say that name yet, and I probably never will. You have Jalal, Melody, Midnight, Cobra, Hot Eye, Angel, and Racer. And I'm going to just throw this out there. If we go off what the anime did, and I kind of wish they would, because I know you have... I know with Hero, you have to shorten up certain things in the manga because you can't really do as much. But with the Tartarus arc, I like what he did in the anime better than what he did in the manga. Because in the anime... When it came down to who the last demon was, well, excluding, when it came down to that part where Gaja defeated Torfusa and Tempesta was around, in the manga, Gray just showed up out of nowhere and killed him. And I didn't necessarily, I mean, it showed off Gray's power, but I'm like, no, that's Loxus's guy. That is Loxus's guy. Like, please, for the love of God, let Loxus get this. Loxus throughout Fairy Tail has had a temperament of not being around during the big fights. Gildarts at least has a built-in excuse. He's a lone wolf. He only shows up for the big fights, and he ain't really around that often. Loxus, up until his excommunication, also had a built-in excuse. He didn't give a fuck. But after Tenro Island, it's like, okay, why is he never really around? Why don't we get much of Loxus? So that's why I say I liked it more in the anime, where it had Loxus go up against Tempestor instead of having Gray go up against Tempestor. Because then we get a legit fight. Also, what I liked in the anime at that time was Rusty Rose showing back up. And I'm thinking, okay, if you can just bring a tad bit of that over into the manga, and I don't know, say Rusty Rose is part of Crime Saucier now? Just wishful thinking. And then, of course, from the other guilds, you have Kagura, Miliana, both from Mermaid Heel, Leon, Ichia, Jura, Warud, Hyberion, Wolfhelm, and call me crazy, but I also think these other four people play a role. Ren, Eve, Hibiki, and Bacchus, all from other guilds. Just random guess. I don't know. I'm talking shit. But then you also... Okay, scratch that. Then you got some wild cards. You know, some people that... And Fairy Tail is known to bring back around some people, like they did with Blue Note at the start of the whole Fairy Tail being rebuilt. Like, you forgot about Blue Note until he showed up again, and it's like, oh shit, he's here. And Blue Note was only served then as a fodder to Natsu to show how strong he had gotten. you have some people that could possibly show their faces again. And I just like to run through. I mean, I've kind of given away three of them already, and that's Rusty Rose, Wally, and Sho. But I kind of like to just throw out these names and say how they could possibly show back up again. And I'd like to start off with Arya, Todomaru, and Sol from the Elemental Four, formerly of Phantom Lord. Come on. Would you not mark the flying fuck out if Gajiel, Juvia, Arya, Todomaru, and Sol all got back together just for one last time to fight in the name of Ishgar? Not fight for Fairy Tail, but just fight in the name of Ishgar. Would you not mark out? And the perfect person I see them probably doing that against would probably be... Probably Bradman. Probably him or Jacob, one of those two. I don't know. But if that happens, I'd be so like, okay, cool. Tie that up. Because you know Todomaru is still in Magnolia. He's still in Magnolia. Because Romeo goes to get classes, his flame classes taught from him. So, you know, he's still around. He's still alive. Arya and Sol might be a little bit trickier to pull out your ass. But make it happen. I'd like to see that happen. Who else is a wild card that I could... don't forget about Flair. I mean, her running with Fairy Tail, both in the Grand Magic Games and the Sun Village arc, and her ties with Lucy. Matter of fact, when Lucy and Brandish do collide, aside from probably Connor coming to help her out, I could also really see Flair showing back up. Couldn't you? Wouldn't that be kind of fun? Because, I'll get to that later. Who else could I see showing up? I don't really see him showing up, but it would be kind of like a nice little dot in the eye for Natsu if Aragorn showed back up. I don't know. Wishful thinking. I'm just throwing his name out there because he might show up. He might also be a part of Crime Societe with throwing in Rusty Rose as the other two members of that guild now. That's cool. So, I think I done already ran through how I want these fights to go. I think I done ran through everything about it. The question is now, who's going to be alive by the time Acnologia shows back up? And I can tell you with certainty that I believe Xerath will still be alive. August will still be... You know what? I'm sorry, but like Fairy Tail has to waive that rule of not killing. They have to. And I mean, okay, let me take that back. Over the series, we know that Gildarts is not afraid to kill. Loxus is not afraid to kill. Mira Jane, if you pay attention, is not only not afraid to kill, that's how she gets half of her powers. Just throwing that out there. Like, that's how she gets half her powers, is by killing. I feel like there's going to have to be a lot of killing coming from Ishgar's side. Otherwise, Spriggan's going to run wild. So, oof. By the time Acnologia comes around, I think from the Spriggan side, Xerath will still be standing. August will either still be standing or badly damaged. Irene would have stopped fighting by now. Lacarde will either still be fighting Natsu or he'll be done. Invol will be done. Nineheart will be done. God Serena probably... If Nineheart's done, then God Serena, Bradman, and Wall are gone too. So that's no big deal. Brandish would have switched sides. Demaria would be gone. Jacob would be gone. And Aja would be gone. And the only remaining members from the Ishgar side would be Gildarts, Loxus, Urza... I'm going to go out on a limb and say Mira Jane will probably still be around. No, Mira Jane... Ooh. I think all three of the Strausses will be killed by then. I really do. I feel like all three of the Strausses will be killed. Like, and I mean, does anybody else kind of get that feeling that the Strauss family in particular, of all the people involved, of all the characters we've seen and heard from and gotten to know in Fairy Tail or just in the whole anime in general, probably only Serrano and Yukino, but even then, not as much. Is there any family more closely tied to death than Mary Jane, Lasana, and Elfman? Because, I mean, we start off the whole series with Mary Jane and Elfman. Mary Jane no longer wanting to fight because of the death, pseudo-death of Lasana, and Elfman not wanting to go full Beast Soul because of the death of Lasana. Then she comes back, and I ain't gonna lie, I did kind of tear up when she came back. And now, okay, Mary Jane's fighting harder, Elfman's fighting harder, Lasana has become a waste. Mary Jane almost gets killed, what, in chapter 494? Well, yeah, almost gets killed in 494. They all almost died when the dragons came around. Mary Jane also almost died when she was going up against Sayla. It's just, and maybe it's just me thinking this, but, like, there's no family tied close to death in that group. So I'm just going to call it, all three of them I think are going to die. I also think Gajiel's going to die. You know, I'll get to the Dragon Slayers later. I think Kana, she'll probably still be alive. As much as I don't want to be, I think Juvia's going to die. I really do think Juvia's going to die. I think Wendy's going to die before Acnologia shows up. Yukino is going to die. I feel it. If all the crimes Sosier go straight for Xerath, oh, they're all going to die. They're all going to die. And that might be Jalal differently than the rest of them. I think Jalal's going to die in sacrifice for Urza. Probably in her fight with Irene. That's just me. And then the others I just mentioned, who gives a fuck? So yeah, when Acnologi comes around, I believe for Alvarez, Xerath's still going to be around, August's still going to be around, Irene's still going to be around, and Invol and Lacarde are probably still going to be fighting, if not already lost. For Ishgar, it's going to be Gildarts, Loxus, Urza, Natsu, Gajiel, Gray, Lucy, Sting, Rogue, Minerva, Rufus, Olga, and I'm going to hold out, probably hope for Kagura. Kagura and Leon are the only other two that I'm holding out hope for to still be around when Acnologia finally shows up. So, when Acnologia shows up, he is going to kill Loxus, he is going to kill Gajiel, he is going to kill Sting, he is going to kill Rogue. If Nineheart somehow is still around, he's going to go back and kill God Serena again, just for the fuck's sakes. Then he's going to go and take out... He's then going to try to make a beeline for Natsu, which then I believe Xerath will then open up the Book of E&D. Oh, excuse me. And then Natsu will then in turn kill August, Gildarts. He'll attempt to kill Lucy. I don't know. Like, this is why I love Fairy Tail, because you can go so many different ways with that. Because you know the end game is going to have to be Xerath opening that book. And just like, and I don't really follow Naruto. I haven't read up on Naruto. Matter of fact, just show you how far I am in Naruto. I'm still back when Naruto faced Gaara. That's how far back I am. I mean, I know some of the things happened after that, but I'm still on that, and I'm probably not going to catch up with it anyway. But just like in Naruto, just like in Dragon Ball Z, you know it's got to come down to the rivals. So yeah, you still got Xerath, yeah, you still got Acnologia, you got Natsu. If Xerath opens that Book of E&D, what the hell does Gray do? Because remember, he made that promise that he's going to kill E&D. He doesn't know that E&D is Natsu. Matter of fact, only Natsu and Happy knows that END is Natsu. So once END is released, we know Acrologia is afraid of END. We know that. He's a flame demon who also happens to have dragon slaying abilities. Go figure. What the hell does Gray do? Because you gotta think, like, okay, in order for END to be defeated in some way, you're probably gonna have to destroy the book. You're probably gonna have to close the book. But you gotta believe that in some type of way, if something was to happen to the book, that's also gonna be something that happens to Natsu. And with that being said, can Gray live with himself if he kills Natsu? Because I'm going to foresee this for a little bit. Like, just stick with me here. Follow me here. By the time that opportunity comes up for Gray, when END is finally released, Juvia will be dead. Leon will be dead. Gray would have embraced his inner devil. And probably have killed Envil. Because I'm willing to bet that Envil's going to be the one who kills Leon and Juvia. So Gray would have no fucks to give by the time END's out. Which then would have to be Lucy coming around to talk some sense. I don't know. That's going to be tricky. But I'm guessing that by the time END shows up, Gray would have lost his soul. Xerath would have been on the throne, happy that he released END. And Acrologia is going to be shitting his pants. That's just me. So, yeah. I don't know. It's all confusing for me right now. But at the same time, I'm just so intrigued. I cannot wait for this war to fucking start. But, yeah, hey. If you haven't been following my rambling throughout this entire episode, which was a pop-up out of nowhere, just follow me on this. This is what I have going down. I have Azeel being defeated yet again by either Urza or probably Natsu. I have Bradman being defeated by Gray. I have Jacob being defeated by insert any scantily clad woman here. Demaria being defeated by Olga. Brandish switching sides after her fight with Lucy. And during that fight, I'm banking on Flair showing back up. I have Wall being defeated again by Loxus. Actually, no, I have Wall being defeated probably by the God Tribe. So probably like Free, Big Slow, and Evergreen. God Serena, he'll stick around for a little bit. Actually, you know what? I wouldn't mind seeing God Serena be defeated by Loxus. Yeah, but then that would actually kind of fuck up the power balance. Okay, nah. I said, you can't have God Serena be defeated by Loxus. Like, I want... That would be kind of cool, but then that'll really fuck up the power balance. It just would, because then it's like, okay, why the fuck aren't you a Wizard Saint? But anyway. I have Nineheart being defeated this time by... I have Nineheart probably being defeated by Mary Jane. And actually, can I go back? I'm going to have Bradman be defeated by Mary Jane as well. Like, Gray save up his strength. I'm going to have Bradman be defeated by Mary Jane, and Gray probably help out. So, yeah, Nineheart, I'm looking at probably being defeated by Mary Jane and Elfman. Envil be defeated by Gray, but not before killing Leon and Juvia. Lacarda and Natsu, that's a wash. I don't know. Irene either being defeated by Urza, or switching sides, but not after killing Jalal, Melody, Not after killing Jalal, Midnight, Cobra, Hot Eye, Angel, and Racer. Maybe even Minerva. I don't know. Just throw her in there for a little bit. And August and Gildart's going until Acrologia show up. And then by the time Acrologia shows up, I got Xerath releasing END, Natsu and Gray going head to head for the final time. And then after that, I just don't fucking know. Because, hey, acting like he's then going to go back and kill Gossamer, and he's going to kill Lux, he's going to kill Gray. Cobra's probably already dead. And by the way, we don't even know if Gajio is really real, because Bradman's only around by Nineheart. So if Bradman's around by Nineheart, we don't even know if Gajio's legitimately alive. He might just be an illusion. Just throwing that out there. Remember, Bradman's dead. He took Gajio with them. Bradman's still back around only because of Nineheart. So maybe then it could just be because of Nineheart bringing Bradman back that Gajio's back. And once Bradman goes away, Gajio's going away again. Which then kind of nullifies that whole teary-eyed goodbye that Gajio had to profess his love to Levi, which was complete and utter bullshit, if that happens to be. Wow. So yeah, that's basically how I see this chapter turning out. Thank you if you stuck around through all that rambling just to kind of hear my thoughts on it. Because hey, I've been thinking about this for a while, like, okay, how the fuck is this all going to play out? And all in all, like, this should be the end of Fairy Tail. As a manga, as an anime, it should be the end. And if it isn't, you're going to fall into the trap that Dragon Ball Z did with the Majin Buu saga. And I don't want Fairy Tail to fall into that trap. So, yeah, let's see. Anything else of note that I want to talk about before I sign off? Nah. I think that's about it. This was just a random rambling of Fairy Tail. If you don't read it or haven't read it, or you've gotten out of it and you want to get back into it, do so. It's a good manga to pass by the time. It's a good anime to watch when it's coming back on. I don't know when the new series is going to start again. But, yeah. That's pretty much all I got for right now. You know there's going to be some deaths. We know we're going to shed some tears over some of these deaths. I don't know how many of these Dragon Slayers are going to be around for much longer. This was just a rambling episode for me, just to get my thoughts out there. I will do another Fairy Tail episode down the road where all the thoughts and all the timelines are complete. Like, it's a completely structured episode. The episode that I'll do later will be a more structured episode than this was. This was more of a spring in the moment, just, hey, let's grab the microphone, grab my computer, let's get going. But, yeah, thank you for sticking around for this rambling. This has been the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. Let me slow down because I sound like Orlando right there. This is the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. There we go, sound more like me. Listen to previous episodes we've had. We have our Steven Universe Talk series that's going on, which will actually be postponed until the end of August because I kind of want to get all these new episodes of Steven Universe in before we continue going on with that. We are on, find us on Podomatic if you're not listening to us there at csyw.podomatic.com. You can email us at csywpodcast@gmail.com. You can also find us now on iTunes, Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. We're also now live on Google Play, the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. And that's all one word. And instead of typing in you know whatever, it's just Y, capital YOUKNO, capital WHAT. So you just go straight into that whatever after you get done with that O. Yeah, I know I shouldn't be saying this, but hey, like, I get emails about that shit. That's the one thing we get emails about. And I'm like, okay, for real, ask questions, bitches. But yeah, that's all I have time for today. Thank you for listening, and we will see you when we see you.